Yeah, that's what it's supposed to tell you. There you go. Cables are real critical, particularly when it comes to the sensitivity and the power ratings, because if you don't have your cables calibrated and loss calculated on them, and I mean we're talking the velocity factor of the cable, everything has to be very critically calculated and figured, because connectors, things like that, you just can't throw any old cable in there and expect it to pass certain RF requirements or tests. Anywho, I know on the 8100s they run an extensive series of transmitter tests. You can get a radio that fails the transmit power test, and you find out that at one particular frequency is 0.1 watt under the minimum. It's like, that's a pass. That could be attributed to a connector loss or something like that. But so you got to watch those things. 8800 is a little different. Like you said, we don't typically use the 8800s for that stuff. They're perfectly fine and perfectly capable of it. We use our 8100s for the test in the line, and we use the 88s for system infrastructure. So no reason in particular. It just works out that way. All right. Catch you. W8FU.
Yeah, I got to learn about the velocity factor and all that stuff, because I'm sure I don't have that set right. And, I had one. This one, for some reason, showed high power was too high in the 700 megahertz range, but fine in the 800. Weird, I don't know. It was high by like 3 watts or something. Anyways, I'll figure it out. Catch you later. KPI.
You're connected to CMN Network.